It's the Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by Tylock George Eye Care.
Thanks, Craig. Have you ever known a penguin to crash a helicopter?
No.
Maybe Tennessee Tuxedo.
Is that another one of your stupid Hanna-Barbera characters?
I don't think that was Hanna-Barbera.
Oh. Tennessee Tuxedo?
Or Tuxedo? He and the Walrus?
I don't think I do.
Dude, I think you're imagining some of these.
Tennessee Tuxedo.
I think now you're imagining a theme song. So, well, a penguin crashed a helicopter in South Africa, like, such as. They were trying to transport, I think his name was Gus the Penguin, who was found walking on the beach in Australia. And they had to take him back to South Africa for some reason. I'm so confused by all of those details. All I know is that inside the helicopter,
in
at one point, they take off in South Africa, like such as.
Okay.
And they had the penguin sitting in the passenger's lap, okay, in the helicopter in an unsecured cardboard box.
Bad decision.
Yes. So the cardboard slides off the passenger's lap, and the penguin gets loose, and he somehow knocks into the pilot's cyclic pitch control lever and sends it to the far right.
Oh.
And the pilot could not recover. It says the pilot could not recover timelessly. T-I-M-E-O-U-S-L-Y.
Never heard of that word.
Timelessly.
Timeously? Timelessly?
There's no way that's a word.
And the helicopter hit the ground, sustained substantial damage, but I think everyone lived. They were only 50 feet off the ground at the time. But a penguin crashed a helicopter because... Wow. Just like regular car drivers, helicopter drivers are just trying to get there, and they don't secure their load. And that's one of my biggest pet peeves, driving around in a car. We've detailed stories here of casserole tragedies.
Yeah.
I once was transporting a casserole and took a turn too fast, and it flew down into the floorboard and spilled everywhere. It's like a cannon shot of casserole all over the interior of the car.
Yeah.
Bingo. Cannon okay. shot of casserole.
Oh, no, there is no way I've said that before.
Gordon.
And I routinely will drive around with something rolling around in the back. That's the worst thing ever when you leave
The metal tumbler is the worst.
A metal tumbler is the worst, yes.
Clink.
And every time you're thinking, I've got to get back there and get that thing.
I can't do it now because I'm driving.
Yeah, I can't do it now, but will as soon as I can. And then the next day, you say, I got to get back there and do this. I just...
Because whenever you stop and you get where you're going, you're there, so you want to do what you got to
do. I got to get in now.
I don't have time.
Yeah. And then when you get home, it's, I just want to get in there and just relax and everything.
I'll do it before I leave tomorrow.
God, we're the worst. I've also had it with the full water bottle. Gets to rolling around in the back. Yeah. Unsecured things in cars.
Didn't we determine with the casserole the best thing to do is to put like a towel under it and kind of scrunch it up on the sides to keep it from
scooting
on the vinyl or whatever it is? Yeah.
That'd be great. I also will do, there's a place I get food from.
Okay.
Generic.
Well, I mean, I'm just explaining. Yes. Place I get food from, and it's to go, and they stack it real high in the bag.
Oh, man. Not.
So you can get tumble container
tumble
inside.
Tumble container is the worst. You look over and three are still stacked, but one is perpendicular.
Like, oh, gosh, everything's sliding out of the baked potato.
I hope it's not the enchiladas.
I just hope there's handles on that bag. You can just tie it off real quick.
There are handles, but the thing is that the it's not tieable handles.
Yeah, how do you tie those just with two holes? What do you do?
I don't know. Can't really do it. But I will oftentimes take the passenger seat and do the all the way forward to try to wedge the bag up under the dash to minimize movement. And there's nothing worse than taking the corner too fast and you get the slip container in there and it gets slide down and you get a vertical container down the side and you're trying to handle that while driving at the same time.
Trying to pass somebody.
Yeah. While you're one-handing the wheel and you look like you're driving from the passenger seat because that's where your head's popped up.
Well, the other thought is, boy, I hope that's not her entree because I'll never hear the end of it.
Oh, I know it. How many times do you just, are you the guy who's just, look, I'll take that one. You just take this one. Just please, just anything to minimize complaints. Okay. Just, I'll go back. I'll get just I don't want to hear negative stuff. Can't tell you how many times I've just given up my meal just to keep somebody. Just please
take it, please.
I will go outside and eat dirt if I just don't have to hear one complaint. Anyway, a penguin causing a helicopter crash. And what about the return of the dire wolf? Did you know dire wolves were real? I just thought it was something that Game of Thrones made up.
Yeah, we're bringing them back, right?
Yeah, did we already talk about this?
Yeah, we did. But maybe it was the day you were out. I can't remember.
Could have been. Yeah. Okay. Keep going. You may have some.
Yeah, I think it's pretty cool. 150 pounds.
But why? Why are we doing
this? They grow up to 6 feet long because we want to mess with nature. Yeah. We want to kill more cattle and create a war between humans and dire wolves.
Give kids something else to be scared of.
They're huge. They are pretty majestic looking.
Yeah.
Would you have a pet dire wolf?
No.
Yeah, so when we did this story, I asked the question, because we're also bringing back the woolly mammoth, starting with a mouse, are we going to bring back every single species that has gone to extinction?
Well, one company's trying it. Their name is Colossal.
Should we do that?
I mean, it's going to have unintended consequences, but maybe some of those consequences will be good. Who knows? So Colossal is bringing back dire wolf. They're bringing back dire wolf.
We love dire wolf.
They're bringing back air wolf, too. Not a bad show.
Why?
They want to bring back the dodo, as you mentioned, the woolly mammoth, and the Tasmanian tiger. I want to bring that back. All we have of the Tasmanian tiger is that one piece of black and white footage. You ever seen that?
No.
I can't remember when it was taken, but some Tasmanian tiger they had that they actually took some film of back in, I don't know, 1400. So Colossal Biosciences is going to bring back that. And it says the next one after direwolf is the velociraptor. So this will work out well.
Oh, yeah, we're good.
And then after that, the woolly velociraptor, bringing that back. And then helicopter penguin. They're bringing those back, a whole species of helicopter
penguin.
Not a bad
band name.
Helicopter penguin?
Mm-hmm.
That would seriously send me into hypnosis if somebody said that. What band are you going to see tonight? Helicopter penguin? What? Hold on. My mind is still chewing on that. What'd you say? So there you go. There's animals causing mayhem.